Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Muhlenbergs and Taylor County start tomorrow, Russell and Nicholas County Saturday, and LaRue County's next Monday, June 6th. We're talking about their county fairs, a whole lot of local fun right in your own backyard.
The fairs and their creativity never cease to amaze me. For example, Butler County is offering a terrapin race this year. That is something that is new, that has caught my attention. Several fairs still continue to have the lawnmower derby, but that is something that's kind of creativity out of the box. Something that really caught my attention was the Estill County Fair this year are going to host an old-fashioned fair night.
Every county's local event is unique, says Chris Caudill with the State Ag Department, director of the Division of Show and Fair Promotion. While the department helps with a little funding for specific competitions, the organization and manpower for these annual attractions is virtually all volunteer, and they are economically important for the communities.
The impact of these local county fairs to their community is just unbelievable as far as what it does for the economy. And not only that, just some of the general public, some of the families, this is what they look forward to. They may not be able to make it to Louisville to the Kentucky State Fair or somewhere else, but what they can enjoy and can see and feel tradition is when they attend their county fair every summer in their community.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
We're back with Chris Caudill with KDA, who works with county fairs across the state, just now getting into high gear for this season. He says some of the attractions are similar at most, but many competitions and features are totally unique.
I'd already mentioned Hart County with their handmade quilt contest. Lincoln County Fair is always held. Their fair dates always fall on the 4th of July. And they have one of the most spectacular fireworks shows that you could imagine being put on in the state. I mean, they really light up Stanford. I'd say you could see it from a couple counties away. McCracken County is having a wiener dog race this year. That's the first time I'd ever heard of a wiener dog race. So Russell County, they're offering rock crawling and horse racing, which horse racing is pretty traditional, but, you know, not too many fairs are offering that anymore.
Beyond the five county fairs I mentioned at the opening, there are nearly 20 others just this month. You can check out the dates for yours with your local extension office. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.